Right now, it is time once again to welcome in Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital, New Vance Health. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us as we get set to wrap up February and go into March.
Good morning. Happy Friday, and I think we're down to 21 or 22 days left till spring. So,
well, our meteorologist has said that basically the winter's been a month behind. We've got January weather in February, and February weather set for March, and so be expecting something to come along in March here.
Oh, I know. March is the big pretender. I mean, you want it to be nice, and heck, my birthday is the end of April, and I've had accumulating snow on the last week of April, so I'm not going to hold my breath.
No, it's nothing to hold your breath for. You know, one of the first questions I wanted to ask you is I received this week a couple of texts and emails from people. We here in the northwest corner, of course, I'm scheduled to get my first vaccination shot Monday, the 1st of March, at High Watch Recovery in Kent. And some people are want to know, they've heard rumors, and this is the worst thing about rumors, that Sharon Hospital is not giving vaccination shots. And so I guess I want to clear that out with you. Is that rumor or is that true?
No, it's not a rumor. What's going on is that we're still giving shots as of now. Today, I think, will be one of our until the state tells us, today is one of our last days to do first injections, and then we'll be offering second injections up through mid-March. But the problem is not us. We're not getting or being allocated the vaccines. The state, most states have been evolving where they're going to be pretty much phasing out hospitals as the primary source of vaccinations and moving toward the private sector, pharmacies, stuff like that. And we are working with some of the local selectmen, local Congress people, and our state representatives, along with other people on our board, to see how do we develop a partnership. I mean, we can't do it alone, and our facility is just not big enough to handle another magnitude of increase if that should happen. So we're trying to find another solution. So we're working really hard with the local, municipal, local, state government and interested parties to see how to make this work as we move to the next phase.
All right, and as we look at COVID in the northwest corner and adjacent eastern New York, have things been fairly stable, or is what you're seeing at the hospital reflecting what we're seeing on a national level, where death rates are going down, infection rates are going down, and more people are getting tested? Is that kind of lining up with what you see at the hospital?
Well, it is. We really see a marked drop in the mortality rate from what it was a year ago. I think we got smarter. We're getting better with understanding what's going on with this virus. But at the same time, if you have certain comorbidities, certain risk factors, and tend to be older, I mean, it's still hitting that population very hard. Our numbers are down, which are good. But we're kind of holding our breath because there's been, some predictions and projections that there's a good chance that everything's going to keep tailing off and we're going to see it really go down like it did last summer. But there's also other ones that if some of these variants really spring up very quickly, but particularly the South African variant, we may see another big surge. So we're kind of holding our breath, saying, okay, which way is it going to go?
And that's a tough thing for, it's like a business. And I'm going to hate to be so simplistic, but a restaurant, after something happened where you build up, once again, people coming in, and then anything can happen to change that plan. Well, one thing that's good, though, is that there's more and more vaccines. I mean, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine just got approved. And I'll get your opinion on this. It's 66% effective against really big, significant effects of COVID-19, but it also is up to almost 80% effective in that if you do get sick, you won't get sick enough to go to a hospital or anything like that. And the reason they say that effectiveness rate is so much lower than the other ones is because it does include the variants. Is that pretty much what you're seeing as well?
Yes, and that's the thing. I mean, they're all, if you're worried about the really bad complications, hospitalizations, need to be intubated, all three vaccines are showing very, very high rates of efficacy. I mean, that they work. Whereas to avoid infection, yes, the J&J is a little less compared than the other two. But again, when you're looking at the German measles or the measles or even the standard flu vaccine, those are only running between 50 and 60%. So I'm pretty happy with what we have. Very happy, actually.
I was going to say, and how quickly it was developed. Well, as you sit here now on February 28th and you take a look at the landscape around you, just give us an update on your general thoughts about what's going on at the hospital or for community members to hear.
Sure. Yes, particularly with what's going on, you know, with the virus and stuff. I mean, it's tough to keep off to offer the services and really take care of our patients. We want to offer the best care possible, but you know, it's been difficult for our staff in that, you know, we're running. Our staffing is based upon a certain number, which has been traditional for years, and probably for the last 4.5 months, we've been running close to 100% above what our staffing is set up for. And you can't out of the woodwork pull people in to say, "Hey, we need your help," because the rest of the country is running into that. So the staff is tired. Everybody's kind of reaching their breaking point. And we're really trying hard to kind of alleviate that, brighten things up. But it's difficult because it just wears you down with this constant high patient loads and stuff like that. And the people are sick. So, you know, we hope that we get a break here soon because there's no reserve. You know, the bench is empty everywhere else in the country. And therefore, you know, we're never going to say no to having patients. But it's getting hard in regards to our staffing. People are starting to break down. So that's kind of where we're working right now, is to kind of work on wellness for the physicians, for our overall staff of the hospital, and to really work with the community and say, hey, you know, as we go to the next phase, we have to remember to take care of ourselves, particularly with our delaying standard preemptive medical care. That's the most important thing.
And I guess people just have to get used to the fact that, you know what, if you have an appointment, if your doctor sends you for X-rays or for whatever, you have to have faith in your incredible staff and the way they've handled this, that to go do those things and feel confident that you're in a facility at Sharon Hospital that can do it and do it safely for you.
Sure, and you know, the biggest fear is, oh, I'm going to catch COVID if I'm in the hospital because there's people there that are, you know, that are positive. Hospitals, hands down, have been proven to be the safest places to be because the spread to staff and the spread to other patients nationally is less than 1%, and we're even seeing less than that. So they are extremely safe because people are wearing masks, they're social distancing, and they're washing their hands. And proof is, no one has the flu this year. Flu is out there, but no one has it. So that there's your answer, and that these things work, and it really is safe to come into the hospital.
Well, I want to pass along, and you can pass it along to your whole administration and staff and employees for the great job that they have done over the past year in serving our area, not only with COVID-19, but the emergency room and other things that people need to get done at the hospital. A job well done, and we all look forward to the point where we finally reach that immunity, where as a country we can kind of get back to quasi-normal.
Oh, I can't wait. And we really do appreciate community support, their help, and just interest in really making this the top-notch regional center that it always has been. And everyone knows it is, and we'll keep doing our best.
All right, well, stay safe, Mark, and have a great weekend. And on Monday, just think of me getting my shot.
I will. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Good luck. Bye-bye.
Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital here on Robin Hood Radio.